enough what it was like to fend for oneself. A flicker of movement below helped her push aside the morbid reverie she wanted no part of. A sentry stepped from within the turret as he made his rounds along the parapet. Callie hesitated for just an instant before instinct won out. She released her hold and dropped without a sound, nothing more than a deeper shadow against the wall. Callie reached out and grabbed the guard's chain coif as she passed, yanking his head back as her feet hit the ground. Her blade slipped beneath the mail and sliced his throat before he could voice his surprise. She caught a glimpse of wide eyes as she pushed him between the crenels. He toppled into the night's gloom. Only a muffled thump outside the keep signaled his passing. Callie sped along the walkway before another sentry could stumble across the spilled blood and raise an alarm. She scanned the inner bailey for a path free of the walking dead and slipped into the yard, drawing her sword as she went. It, too, was stained black to hide its shimmer. The Necrolord would likely be in the keep, though, given the hour, she had no doubt he would still be active. The sorcerers were nocturnal by nature. That only added to the risk she was taking by coming to this one's lair at night, but she, too, was a creature of the darkness. If there was anything about the mission that pleased her, it was the opportunity to exact revenge for the loss of her brethren. Relan's death had given her the means to do so. With a thought, the night peeled back before her as though it were bright as day. Her hearing and sense of smell grew acute, as though she were a wild animal. Her strength trumped Brother Gaul's, yet with none of the speed loss that hampered the colossal cleric. The combat skills she'd learned fighting to survive had been honed and made sharp by the clerics, but those she inherited from Relan made those meager techniques obsolete. She had become a weapon. She had made his knowledge and training her own. As she scanned the yard, she spied the ebony flitter of necromantic energies, which tugged the strings of the dead marionettes, another gift from the priest. The psychic leash was dim, active only to keep the body sentient, but that clue offered no satisfaction. The Lord could be one of the weaker ones to come ashore, or he could simply be holding back for another purpose. Callie sighed. She wouldn't know which until she confronted the Lord. It'd be too late to worry about it then, so she planned for the worst as she crept across the yard. Callie plunged her dagger into a ghoul that stumbled too close, the blade slipping into the base of its skull. The zombie shuddered and went still, its brainstem severed. It was one of only a few ways to return the dead to their graves without destroying the entire body. She left it to crumple to the ground as she weaved her way across the field, making use of what little cover there was. The other dead wouldn't notice their fallen companion, but she needed to be inside the keep before any of the living spied the fallen corpse. She reached the wall a short distance from the sealed entryway and set her back against its cool stone. Darkness eclipsed her. It seemed too easy. She looked across the field and watched the ghouls as they ambled about without purpose. Their numbers appeared diminished, and there were too few of the living around to shepherd the walking corpses. The Emperor's spies had claimed the army of the resident Necrolord and were on the march, which explained the lack of ghouls. But the castle felt more like a tomb, all reference to the dead aside. It felt empty. She wondered if maybe the war was taking more of a toll on the Necrolord's forces than people believed. She could only hope, but it was unlikely. There was no shortage of corpses. The waft of death pierced her mask and stole her attention for just a moment before the wooden door to the keep swung open on weathered hinges. A guard walked out with a confident swagger to a serenade of rusty squeals, two of the dead trailing him. Callie sunk her dagger into the man's eye before he took two steps and shoved his lifeless body into the ghouls. They grunted and stumbled back. Neither saw Callie before she was on them. Their inanimate bodies crumpled alongside the guards. Callie took a moment to listen, her breath clutched tight in her breast. The bitter tang of rotting flesh distorted her sense of smell, but she heard nothing moving within the foyer of the keep. Corpses